Hey neighbors, this is Ms. Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Tuesday, October 23rd. Being brought to you by Meet and Eat. You can join me on October 25th from 6 until 7 p.m. Meet and Eat at the Ivory Baker Center. It's located 1920 Stroud Park Court. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. All right, Lifetime has released the trailer for their upcoming Surviving R. Kelly's documentary. The docuseries is going to dig deep into the allegations of multiple women who accused the singer of sexually, mentally, and physically abusing them. All right. The series is going to trace the singer's past from 1970 all the way up into the present. It's going to feature interviews with commentary from Wendy Williams and John Legend. And viewers are also going to get to hear from Kelly's brothers, Carrie and Bruce, his ex-girlfriend, and his ex-wife. The six-hour series is set to be shown in three parts beginning on January 3rd at 9 p.m. and running until January 5th. Now, everyone is talking about the newest episode of Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk because it's going to feature Jada's husband, Will Smith. And word is they are talking about everything from the swinging rumors to their horrible wedding. Jada says that she was 3 months pregnant when she walked down the aisle and that she was so upset that she was having to have that wedding. She walked down the aisle crying. Part one of Becoming Mr. and Mrs. Will Smith is out right now. The Weeknd was performing in Mexico City on Sunday night and narrowly missed getting a contusion after an object fell from the top of the stage. The weather in Mexico City was windy and it rained all throughout his performance. The object fell, missing the singer, who didn't even seem to notice it because he didn't even flinch and continued to sing. Remember last week when I told you all about fans starting this website to encourage Chance the Rapper to run for mayor of Chicago? Well, it looks like he decided not to run. Instead, he is endorsing a woman by the name of Amara Enya. And she got another big endorsement and someone that helped her pay a big debt. See, about a week ago, Amara only had $67.54 in her campaign account, and she owed over $73,000 to Illinois State Board of Elections. Insert Kanye West. He wrote a check to cover the debt, so she is good now, and he's also endorsing her. So congratulations to Miss Enya, Miss Amara Enya. Happy birthday to Asad Khaled, Miguel, and Martin Luther King III. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door, and that is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica. The neighborhood.